Fun facts. Giving you fun facts all day today.
Learning all about...
That was so inappropriate.
Trucking.
No, I'm going to be like, so my grandma died. Okay. I flew in from Chicago, bore my arms tired.
No, you know, when this podcast started...
I had a penis once.
It was all about your Ernie's gonna leave. Dad jokes.
Stop it.
It was about my dad jokes. It's all right. So anyways, so how's everybody's life going? I haven't seen you in almost a month. Good. Awesome. Good chat. Good chat.
I had fun. I went to a car show. Slash,
I should have
did a detour in Nashville. Why?
Because I coughed.
Oh yeah.
But I want our listeners to know that every time I cough, just think of a hairball.
Just a human.
A human size hairball. That was such a fun game.
What is it, like a basketball?
I keep forgetting to buy one.
Cat
for myself.
Like a softball. Did we decide on the size?
Cats are about like ping pong ball size. Sometimes.
Yeah, so that'd be like a softball.
So human size may go basketball.
Maybe 14 inch. No, I think a softball. Basketball might softball? Be too big.
Yeah. Cause that's I'll probably not... die.
Probably... Even a golf ball. Good luck.
Yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck?
You good?
Did that just happen?
I should have muted myself.
You should have muted. Do you know what button it is? It's this one right here.
The one that's lit up.
Got it.
But the one next
the
to
one
it.
That's you're the one that's lit?
Up.
We need that. Hey.
You're three.
Huh? Good Thank job, you. Guys. Good job.
I look at the death glare I'm receiving right now.
Can't have fun around here.
No. You don't understand.
We never did an intro.
Applause is never.
Applause never ends abruptly like that.
Yeah, they do.
It's always a few. No, you got the people that are lagging behind, and then you got like, yeah, they just want to make it known that they appreciate whatever happened more than everybody else that was clapping because they're still clapping even though the other people stopped clapping.
That was a thing in high school.
My fans, mm-hmm. When I say stop, they stop. All right, that's enough.
Damn.
And then.
He's not talking about any of you listeners.
I am.
He would never disrespect you like that.
No, he's talking about when he was a DJ, DJ Stalin.
Oh, got it.
I was DJ Stalin.
Fucking wow.
DJ Hitler, come on the ones and twos.
Whoa.
Hey, that was...
Whoa.
That was... That's why I went with Stalin, because he's even worse.
Right. What's wrong with this
So
guy?
Hitler was nicer than Stalin?
I don't know. Maybe people say.
Just fucking with
no, people say.
You say.
No, people say.
People say. Oh,
see. He is our age. He's like my back hurts.
I
gotta
go. Yeah, I know.
I can't.
It's like falling apart.
What if I? What if I did my southern accent? Is that better?
Yes.
Well, I can always talk like this. I can declare a lot of things.
Thank you. Oh my God. When you just said, just reminded me of a movie I just watched. Did you ever watch The Life of...
My Life as a Dog? Or
the
a boy?
Wife of David... Pie? David Gain?
Mm-mm.
Yes. It was with the one from House of Cards. What's his name?
Spacey?
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin.
Just that voice reminded me of him.
K-Pax was Kevin Spacey's
miss
best
him,
movie.
But then I'm like, you can't miss him because he's canceled.
Is that the one where he's an alien?
Where, yeah, and then he just disappears everybody's like, wait a minute.
I'm thinking of Powder, though.
Powder was good, too.
Isn't he an alien, too?
They're all aliens. We're all aliens.
Powder was an alien, I'm pretty sure.
You sure?
Spacey's best movie is Seven. What are you talking about?
Well, Seven, yeah. And then K-Pax.
He was like, in it for like it. 5 minutes.
And he fucking stole the show.
He did,
but that wasn't his best movie.
He was amazing in
But that's kind of where I'm at. Like, he's a great actor. Phenomenal actor. But it's like, shit that happened in the past showing up. It's like...
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying. Yeah. Like, I felt bad immediately because then I remembered he's canceled.
So...
I'm over it. No, I'm going to talk about Kevin Spacey. It's like, hey, it happened. He probably learned his lesson. Bring him back. He's a good actor. As long as he acts. I'm just over cancel culture.
It's people like, still support Chris Brown.
And if you fart wrong, you're canceled.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just over
I don't
it.
Agree with cancel culture. Because I do think that people are redeemable. No, but...
It was a different time. They people might be make redeemable. Mistakes.
It depends on what.
Al Franken.
I'm saying cancel culture. I'm not saying canceling people. I'm talking about cancel culture where like one person makes a mistake that 20 is redeemable. Years ago. Stuff like that too. Yeah. And then everybody is so ready to just cancel. Like, shut up.
So
we're still going to do whatever we're going to do. Listen Al to whatever Franken we're going to do. Watch what we're going to watch.
Is the perfect example of that.
Okay, but.
Had a pitcher. Way didn't. None of that stuff. Like, he didn't even, like, touch. It was just a joke. Cancel. He's got to resign. He's got to do all. It's like, dude, like, during that time, I don't think he thought he was going to be a senator. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like,
but
hey,
I'm pretty sure that the person that brought that forward was
probably doing it to do.
But was also probably either bullied or coerced or paid. Yeah. Or whatever. A mixture of all of those.
But he's like the nicest guy ever.
That's what I'm saying. It's yeah. That's like, so shitty. That, you know, would. Something
his
like
wife,
that
his kid, like he's a family guy. Like he's just kind of like, hey, I did that way before all this. Like it was just the times. It was a joke. Like,
so to bring it back to Kevin Spacey, the reason why I thought about that was because I just finished watching that movie.
Which one?
The one that I just said, The Life of David.
Yeah,
I think it's Gain.
The Coven.
You guys never watched
David
it?
Duchovny,
where he was on
X Files. You're just
Row?
Watching X Files. I
didn't know yeah. that this movie existed. It's an older movie.
Which yeah. movie?
The Life of David.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And
I mean, he was...
It was he was really good in it. I didn't like... The only thing I didn't like about the movie was that I felt like the production was a little shitty.
Well,
for real. Like, they would go in between scenes where it would spin around, and I'm like, what is going on right now? It was weird.
Those are all artistic choices.
Correct. Yeah, some of them were bad.
They were bad
No,
choices.
They bought a Mac,
but that
and they're
was
like,
really
what's
good.
This button do?
Yes.
Yeah, they're trying to figure yes. it out. Yeah.
Yeah. But the movie was really
it was their
good.
First Mac.
And
yeah.
I just missed Kevin Spacey for a minute.
No, and then another one, Horrible Bosses.
Oh, I love Jason. It was,
Jason Sudeikis was hilarious in it. Charlie Day was funny. Even Jason Bateman. Like, they were all funny.
I love Jason Bateman.
Kevin Spacey was funny in that one, too. Yes. Like, when Charlie Day kept stabbing him with the EpiPen. He's like, what are you doing? It was just, like, too funny.
Okay, so I need to, I guess I don't understand something. It's okay to cancel people, but it's, but cancel culture is not cool?
Correct, because I feel like cancel a person, right? So if somebody, let's say, who can I say? Who do you like?
That got canceled.
An actor. Who's your favorite actor?
Oh, we'll do Louis C.K.
Okay, fine. Let's say it comes out that you know, he butchered.
He's coming
you know,
back, by the way.
A bunch of people, molested a bunch of kids, just horrible shit.
Here, let's
right?
do
no,
Michael
no, no,
Jackson.
Just, listen to me. How about if he came out with all of that, right? And then everybody's like, "Yeah, we can't support him anymore." I'm okay canceling him.
Yeah, that's a different scenario.
That's what I'm saying. If it's and it doesn't have to be even a famous person. I've canceled people in my life. There's
but
nothing wrong with that.
I wouldn't
what I'm
say that
is
I canceled somebody
culture.
Because
you,
somebody else had canceled them. They might have made me aware of something, but to me it's like, well, that's how I weigh it out. You know what I mean? Does that make
but you're,
sense?
No, because you're comparing one or another, and I'm telling you what, for me, cancel, being so, like being able to cancel
like you're
someone.
Done.
Yeah, I'm done with them. As opposed to cancel culture, where it's like people are ready to crucify someone for saying something, like you said, like bringing a tweet from 15 years ago. And it just, look at Friends.
Yeah.
It's so popular. Right now, there's so much politically incorrect things that happen. That show would not make it today.
No, not
so
at all.
There, yes, there, I'm not saying that, you know, certain things that people say or do, you know, 15 years ago means because it happened 15 years ago, they're exempt from taking accountability.
No, it was just a different
the
time.
But that's the point is that you're giving that person the opportunity to take accountability. Cancel culture does not allow you to do that. Yeah. They're just like, oh, you fucked up and you put that out there. You're done.
Yep.
You're forget it.
20 years ago,
I don't even want to hear what you have to say.
I wasn't even alive then.
Yeah,
but you put that out there.
Like over the last 10 years, had their own self reflection, and now they've put energy and time into things that are important.
People change, and that is a true fact.
For stuff like that, a bad tweet,
you just get older.
Just because you get canceled doesn't mean that you're dead in the ground.
Well, obviously it doesn't, but when we're talking about like in the case of a celebrity,
if they say something shitty,
who they are.
If they say
something
shitty,
they can't do what they love and they're passionate about anymore because they're canceled.
So,
and they make it up, they will get uncanceled.
Here we go. Here's.
But if you have somebody that does something shitty,
yeah,
like
you said, Louis C.K. he just pulled his
wiener
out. Like
kill people. Yeah. So what?
He just pulled his wiener out.
Feel like you're just saying what I'm saying in a different way.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I think all three of us are on the same page about cancel culture.
Things
happen, views change.
We're not talking about like these unicorn situations or like when people are lying about them. I'm talking about just like factual things that happen. Like,
that
person
killer,
did tweet that or that person did kill someone.
Exactly.
Not opinions, like actual facts.
But
then
something
we'd say, you're done.
Like
you
I said,
you can no longer do what you love or are passionate about.
They
anymore.
Can. Just
nobody's
some people
gonna
are not going to support them.
Well,
what's the point for them?
But that's their fuck up.
But
wow.
But that was their fuck up
so
20
tweet,
years ago.
A tweet 15 years ago, you think that your life deserves to be ruined?
No, things
that's
change.
That's what I'm saying, that the cancel culture does. It ruins people's lives over something that can be addressed.
Which has probably already changed. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? 15 years ago compared to now. Views change.
Okay,
things
but,
happen,
and he knows this because we've had a podcast where we talked about this.
I don't remember that one.
What I'm saying is, okay, if somebody says something that sucks and they get canceled, and then they just work to like rebuild their image. That's everybody has to deal with that.
But they have to rebuild.
I don't really understand what the issue is
in the view
if
of
you have,
what
if you have
they
other
want.
People saying cancel.
Let's say you have 75 people out of 100 are your fans, right? And those people are buying stuff from you, supporting like that's how you're getting paid. And then that dwindles down to 25% because of what somebody. We're going to cancel
your
that
mom
person.
Paid for your college.
No. Not
or
because
some,
of
you know what I'm saying.
Not because of what somebody. Because of what you did.
But that's fine.
That's still on you.
That's fine. Because now, right, so that change happened. You just sent out a stupid tweet.
15
right?
years ago, things were different.
Well,
compared to right now.
Let's talk about
so,
right now.
So nobody that person comes out and says, you know what? I tweeted this. It was ignorant. That was
Kevin
a long
Hart
time ago.
That.
And, you know, from, yeah, like,
Kevin
exactly.
Kevin Hart did that. And he's
10
still
years, you find something in the last 10 years that I've said that was like and that. I've done a lot of self-reflection. I've grown and blah, blah, blah. I'm not that person. And just look at what I've done. That should prove, my action should prove
cool.
I'm not that person. Then the society has their choice of saying more than likely, oh, cool. He gave a heartfelt, you know.
Right.
Tiger Woods is a perfect example of that. And then he went about his business and nothing. Yeah. But then when all that stuff happened with his wife, then it was a different. Then.
And
oh
Michael
my God.
Jordan did the same thing because
and
of the time.
He could have lost everything.
Because of the time. Michael Jordan cheated on his wife like crazy. Divorced him. It was in the news. Mm-hmm. Tiger Woods does it. And it's like, get rid of him. Lose all sponsorship.
Exactly.
Michael Jordan did the same fucking thing. And that's kind of where I'm at with cancel culture. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, but like diehard Tiger Woods fans would probably be like, not, you know, that's not an issue.
But I don't think Jordan.
To them.
I think they're Jordan's
but it was
quiet
personally
because of that.
To him. So like when he, like he was saying, he lost a lot of sponsorship. And
he
that's
lost
what I'm
everything,
saying. When I say
almost.
That 100 to 25%, you're losing all of that money. You're losing everything that you have worked toward, even though you aren't that same person you were 15 years
okay.
ago.
Yeah.
That's not fair. Like, yeah, you can address and say and acknowledge the mistake you made.
But it goes
to
into
lose everything that you've made over that whole time when
change.
You weren't there.
People
that's
change.
Ridiculous.
No,
to me.
Okay, but the example that you guys just used was for Tiger Woods. That happened in real time.
Okay,
that wasn't something that happened 15 years ago. So
but
that
Michael
happened
Jordan
in real
was
time.
Happening in real time.
Right.
But we didn't have Twitter.
Okay, I understand.
No, Ernie, there are plenty of people that there's something has come out from 15 years ago and they lost
Kevin
all their
Hart is a perfect example. And
by the way,
where he talked about his kid being gay, he would like you know.
Yes.
It's probably
20 years ago.
It's probably in their contract that they have to be model citizens or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like, hey, if you get any scandals, we're going to drop your sponsorship. So like they knew that going into it. I don't really have any remorse or pity. When you're making that much money and you've made that much money off of people, if that's in your contract, then that's in your contract.
Then reverse the roles to you.
Don't do that. Be better.
Reverse the role to you.
It's like athletes that get in fucking trouble with the law. To me, it's like, well, you deserve to lose everything. You had everything.
Well, athletes, that's a
we're talking
drug,
about
more
like
of a drug alcohol clause.
Even then, if it's drug alcohol, like that's like a victimless crime.
Yeah, but if he goes, if that athlete goes fuck gays 15 years ago, he loses everything because they pulled up his Twitter feed. He wasn't in that contract
back then, right?
Back then, that's why it's like I'm
again though.
You signed on with me who I am today. Exactly. You didn't sign on with who I was as a teenager or 20-year-old who didn't know shit.
But I feel like someone...
Yeah, views changed from when I was 20. Okay.
First of all, though, again, you're making two different arguments.
Well, no, that's
the example that you used was someone who it happened to real time, right? Like
Jordan didn't lose
like
anything.
Like Tiger is the example that you used. And then you're talking about, oh, they found a tweet 15 years ago. They're different. Those are different examples.
But those are all
Twitter
the kinds
wasn't around
of things
back then.
Right.
So what I'm saying
cancel
is that
culture. So you're okay with cancel culture as long as it's in real time.
I mean, I'm okay with cancel culture in general. I think it's capitalism. I think that's people voting with their dollar. And if businesses are choosing to stop doing business with somebody, it's for a reason.
Well, it's a business decision at that
right,
point.
Because that person is now hurting your brand. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, somebody said
what?
It.
There's nothing wrong with that.
The,
I don't think there's anything
all the
wrong
time.
With that.
Bad press is good press.
Yeah. Okay. So,
somebody.
What I was going to finish my thought from earlier. If something happened 15 years ago, then yeah, you can have like a statement, like a public statement, like that, like a hey, I've grown. That was
Kevin
15
Hart
years
did
ago.
That. Yeah. Kevin Hart did that.
And it won't affect you
because then his kid
like you said,
being,
Kevin Hart, right? That dude is not starving.
But he ended up I think his son ended up being gay or something like that.
No, that's what's his name? The basketball player, Dwayne Wade.
Oh. Well, no, it was just one of that thing. Like it was like if his kid was ever gay.
People that spoke on it were canceled.
See, like I'm okay with like Michael Vick being canceled for having those dog rings. You know what I mean? Like that deserves it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
no, I
that
agree.
Guy should not have a job.
He's probably
with the NFL.
Doing it right now as we speak. You know, terrible. And that's what sucks because he's got that NFL contract that's going to pay him forever till he dies. So even though the NFL stands for not for long, like you love these players and they're gone all of a sudden.
Right.
Well, I mean, oh, so like
they get banged up. And they get
but what I'm saying is there's something there where he's getting Michael Vick is getting paid. Where he doesn't need to go to Starbucks and go get a job because shit's rough. That's what I'm saying. So he could go back to his old ways because according to our laws, he went to trial for it and was found what? Not guilty? So he can't take him back. It's double jeopardy at that point.
I didn't know that. I thought he did.
I thought he was found guilty.
Oh, yeah, he was found guilty.
Did he go to jail? Yeah, I thought he went to jail.
Either way it goes, they can't take him back for the same crime.
Right.
Yeah,
because well,
they
can if
they
do it
again.
They can if you do it again. It's not like you got murdered one or you murdered one person and then you murder someone 20 years in the future.
I already went to jail for that dog.
Yeah, no, I've been in. No, you got. They got me on murder already.
What is double jeopardy then? Double jeopardy is
being charged for the same crime twice, not the same kind of crime, like the actual crime.
Oh, like when you're
like
on trial.
So, like if I, no. if, yeah, like no. if you lost, if they you
and,
know
like,
charged
you, killed
you with
somebody,
murder
but then
and
you
they found
somebody.
You not guilty,
yeah.
they can't. If new evidence comes, they can't charge you again for
okay.
it.
Okay,
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah,
correct.
Yes. God, do you remember that when you were a kid? Yeah.
I do remember. Jesus. I remember.
I was.
TVs were on everywhere.
Yeah, I was like 19.
I was in school.
Or 18.
I was in grade school.
I was 15.
I was
it was
in grade 97, school.
Right?
90.
No, it was earlier than that, wasn't it?
94.
It wasn't. It wasn't. It couldn't have been 94.
I was.
Because I know that I was in college already.
Alexa, when was the OJ trial?
And I graduated high school in 95. OJ Simpson murder trial started on November 9th, 1994, and it ended on October 3rd, 1995. Holy shit! Almost a year.
Yeah. Well, I specifically remember.
No wonder why they found him not guilty. Oh, could you imagine being on? Could
the thing is, I
could
I,
you imagine
the DNA evidence?
It was the way that they spoke about it, yeah. And the jurors have said that. Uh-huh. Like, if it would have made sense, then they could understand uh-huh. what these scientists were talking about.
Cochran, I tell you,
yeah,
it was the guy to get.
Yep, mastermind.
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
I was,
unless you're too,
you know, talk sucks. Like that too. That
sucks. It's messaging. It's the messaging that got him off.
He talked like Mike at the liquor store. He's like, okay, knick-knack, paddywhack, you know, like that's how he talked. And the jurors were like all stupid.
And they've said that. They said that they came across as more relatable.
Really?
And that Marsha, acted like she was too good for everybody in the room.
Wow. It doesn't matter.
She held on to that for a long time.
That's kind of
where she suffered with that.
That's kind of where I draw the line, where it's like a jury of your peers. It's like
she lost a can't lose.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Like, yeah, and they based it
yeah,
on
it was like
her,
a, it was
her
like a
temperament.
A game set match almost, and
she was very direct, very yeah. like, and she was so smart. Yeah,
she's professional.
Well, it's probably because she's like
she dead too.
No, she's still alive.
It was probably because
she was on that podcast I told you about.
You know, like, come on, guys. Like, come on.
That's exactly how she like, came across, and I hate that because that's
he
me.
Just happened to be there.
People tell me that all the time. Yeah. You know? I'm so, very condescending.
No. It,
when
it'd
I
be
feel
funny.
People like should understand.
All right, the prosecution has its closing remarks.
Statements? Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Come on. Fucking kidding me.
Fuck. Yeah. Come on, guys. Don't be fucking dumbasses. Come on.
Yeah, you fuck sticks. Come on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm going to go sit back down at this table. I have 45 minutes to kill. Like, feel free to use it any way you want.
Yeah. You can doodle. I don't care. Just
come on.
You can stare off into the abyss. I don't care. But
come on, really, guys?
While you're looking around this courtroom, just remember.
But I come on. When you talk about, like, do you remember how old you were and stuff like that? I guess I was older than I thought. But I remember being in the cafeteria lunchroom.
Yeah.
It was our gymnasium that they
I was
had
in
an actual
English class.
Yeah, where I was in a
No. Wall. That's not what that face is for. Carry on.
So it was in a gymnasium where we had our lunch tables, and they had a fucking TV on. And
that's what that face was
everybody,
for.
Everybody was watching it. And when they fucking gave him the not guilty verdict.
So it was like, oh.
No. Everybody cheered.
Yeah, my
all the kids
too.
Were all like, yeah.
He was still an icon at that point. Like, he was still, he was older, but everybody knew who O.J. Simpson was.
Yeah. I think it was like, I think it was like payback for Rodney King. Like, that's how the people felt. You know what I mean? Like, because I was in a mostly Hispanic school. So, like, you know, like, it was just, I don't know. I felt like it was a racial thing.
It was. During the podcast, I think I told you guys this.
They didn't want riots.
Who didn't?
L.A. They didn't want another riot if he went guilty. I remember watching the news, and they're like, oh, if it goes guilty, there's going to be riots. Well,
yeah, I mean, that was. But
they say that about all that
the,
stuff.
The jurors on.
Only seen about two riots in my life. Doesn't happen. I'm just kidding. Rodney.
See, I don't count the sports riots.
Capital?
No, those don't count.
The sports riots? You know, like when the Bulls
those
won
don't count,
and stuff like that. I don't think it's the same. People aren't like angry.
No, they're like, we won.
Right.
They're like happy, but they'll flip a car and set it on fire.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're not angry.
Right.
No, I just want to see this
burn.
It
was done out of love.
That's what it looks like underneath the car. I was just wondering, man.
Let's see if it'll explode like in the movies.
Which it doesn't.
No? Even if you shoot it a couple of times?
No, not at all. So your gas tank is in the back.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
So I remember my mom got in a car accident and like a telephone pole like fell on the car, but it hit like perfect, like where the two doors meet. So it was like the strongest area. So it hit it, but she said, she goes, I was concerned about my cigarette because I was smoking at the time. I thought my car was going to blow up. And I'm like sitting here like, I go, you know, you could put a cigarette out in gasoline. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
It doesn't burn hot enough?
Well, no, you need a spark for gasoline. if you just put heat into it, it just gets warm. That's it. So you can put out, diesel has a higher flash point. So you really need like, that's why it solidifies. So that's why when you go by a truck, when they're like sleeping and it's on, it's because they don't want it to solidify.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They want it to keep.
Fun facts. Giving you fun facts all day today.
Learning all about.
That was so inappropriate.
Trucking.
No, I'm going to be like, so my grandma died. Okay. I flew in from Chicago. Bore my arms tired.
No, you know, when this podcast started.
I had a penis once.
It was all about your dad jokes.
Stop it.
It was about my dad jokes.
And I think I don't, he said bad.
Dad, no, bad.
I'm just kidding.
They work. Yeah. Either way.
He's going through puberty today. Leave him alone. Give you the benefit of the doubt.
But you haven't said a fucking dad joke in God knows how long.
The last one I had was the private tutor one. That one was
fun. Okay, we're not revisiting that again. We're not. We've done it like two or three times already.
To
we're
our good. New listeners. No, I'm just kidding. No. No, I don't know. I don't have a dad joke.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a good.
Is that okay with everybody? Yeah. Thank you.
And you didn't use the fucking volume thing on that one. I swear
I didn't.
To God, it's, Nate.
It's my name's Nate.
Sorry, it's Nate.
Nate.
I thought it was DJ Stalin.
DJ Stalin in the house.
That's got to be Euro, right? Or it's going to be like.
Yeah, I'm going to be like.
Do you think Nazis have, like neo-Nazis, they have like DJ Stalin, DJ Hitler?
And, like they don't listen to Oi music. They just listen to Euro trash music.
Yeah.
There's like, oh, this is my favorite. It goes, man, 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 man. Like they become like real feminine all of a sudden. Oh,
I like that visual.
Yeah, like they're at the club, like, oh shit, this is my jam. Like, oh shit. DJ
Marksky.
I wonder
what people were like the very first time they heard like
techno?
Yeah.
I would
like they were just in a bar
evolved.
And then it just like it yeah, somebody started had to play it the
so
first time.
Beats, it's all about the bass line. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks like, oh, it's so catchy and stuff. It's the bass line that you're actually in love with. It's the way it comes back and doon 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 because mm-hmm. it plays with the drums and all that stuff and right. The bass can go everywhere. And then if it becomes catchy with the words, you end up just meh. But you fall in love with the bass line, just so you know.
There's
song.
Words in techno?
Yeah. Somebody scream. No, I'm just kidding.
The house
wow.
of God.
Yeah, and the my the house of God.
Doom, the doom, house doom, of God.
Doom, doom, doom. God, we're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago
Jack
house,
had
everybody.
A groove.
Yeah.
Jack had a groove.
And in this groove, Jack knew how to twerk your body.
Work your body.
Yeah, that's definitely Chicago. Someone told me though that London originated house, or like there was also a
yes.
London scene for
ours.
Yes.
Ours became popular. Diamond Girl hit.
Diamond Girl. That was,
Diamond
is that what it was?
Girl.
And actually, everybody's like, "Oh no, that's freestyle or heartthrob."
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
that's freestyle.
It's, if you listen
it's,
to
it's
it,
considered
it's
considered freestyle in a lot
it's
of circles.
House music, the way it goes, doom. It's just it. The music's there. It's house. Chicago made it. Came from Chicago. Yep.
So it beat out London house.
Yeah, because the hit happened. So Paul Johnson, good friend, died, passed.
Yeah, he just recently. Yeah.
Paul was great, people.
Couple months ago, right?
Awesome guy. Like, yeah, he was the type of guy, like, because you'd meet a lot of DJs where they would just be like, ugh, yeah, I'm DJ whatever, and fuck you. Paul was the one, like, if you're like, sitting there watching him spin, he'd be like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, he would, he was the first to say hi to you. Like,
oh, that's cool.
Hey, enjoy the culture. Have fun. Like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. But when he did kick it down, 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 to down.
Yeah. Yes.
I was at Hot Jams on Archer and Pulaski. I was at Hot Jams, and he was just sitting in there. And I bought his, I was like picking records out. I was like, yeah, give me that, 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 that. And then I turned around. I was like, Paul? He's like, I'm like, hey, man, just sign it. And he signed it. It ended up being number 5 in the U.S., but it was number 1 in Europe and Asia for, like, months.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it
that's
was
a
just
jam.
Oh, and
that's a jam.
That is true Chicago house right there. Like, that is just ding, 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 ding. And it's a simple beat.
Yeah.
Just a simple, but it's that bass line. It's doon, 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 doon. And then you just have that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just steady. But that's what I'm saying. You fall in love with the bass line. And then when the vocals hit, that's when you're like, oh, okay, I like the chorus.
I music mean, with Nate.
There's not much.
Nate.
No, I think
I love that you hit a button.
Finally, I know, right?
Yeah. Maria's well, hit buttons.
She said
you
music
don't.
With me.
Music with Nate. Hey, we're back. No, I'm just kidding.
We're going to have mini podcasts in our podcast.
You know what I just learned?
What?
Not so long ago, maybe a couple years ago, that a couple of house, I guess, kind of
musicians?
songs that I liked also had an artist singing them that I mm-hmm. personally loved in a different genre and had no idea it was her. And I was like, what the?
They just they took a lot of vocals.
Yes.
And then they just sampled them. Yeah, it's like when house music came out, that's when like everything, that's when the sampling started, like where you brought this in, you had the bass line from like Chic or you know, all these like disco tracks.
How do people go about getting all the individual tracks to songs though? Like do you have to like reach out to the people who own them and shit like that? Or
a lot of stuff goes into
like if I just wanted to get vocals from a specific song so I can mash it up with something else.
Oh, so like Moby and Fatboy Slim.
Okay.
You remember them?
Yeah.
They'd have all these old tracks in the background. Like,
yeah.
And then they remix them and all that stuff. When it goes into the public domain, anybody can turn around and copyright it.
Okay.
So Disney is a big fan of not putting like Mickey in the, because anytime you see a Mickey Mouse, like you have to pay Disney pretty much. So the public domain takes that away. So like Frankenstein, because Halloween's coming up, that's in the public domain. That's why you can get Halloween stuff like on your door with Frankenstein and all that stuff. So what Moby and Fatboy Slim did is they went to the public domain and found these songs that had no copyrights on them.
That's cool.
Sampled them and then they
brilliant
put a copyright on it. So back in the 90s, early 2000s, that's why you heard all these, like, you know, I wanna, I wanna, that's an old song. So they just recopyrighted it under him. So he owns the rights to it for 20 years.
I heard in one of these another podcast that I listened to, it's called Heavyweight. One of the episodes was about Moby and one of his closest friends. Did you know that he hit it big finally because his best friend had these CDs in his house and he was playing them and it was kind of like African beats or whatever. And Moby was like, this is really good. Yeah, like, what is it? And he's like, where'd you get this from? And he literally got it from, I believe, a trip to Africa. Yeah. So like he had it with him because of that. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah. He's like, I can't find this anywhere else. And he's like, well, can I borrow them? He's like, you have to, if you borrow, you got to give it back to me. Like, and so the whole episode was him about him trying to get Moby to admit that he took those CDs, never gave it back to him, and became absolutely famous from these CDs.
He was a dick.
Yeah.
I heard Fatboy is actually
done after that.
The nicest guy ever, but a huge cokehead. Yes. That's all that's all I heard about.
So Moby was actually on that podcast when they talked and like talked it through to try to figure out what happened. And he's like, I just didn't know that I had to give them back to you.
He's like, well, technically. He's like,
I called you and left you multiple voicemails. He's like,
I gave you 15.
I need my CDs back.
I gave you $15 for the CDs.
I don't understand. Why not just copy them? Or he just didn't want them out there.
Back in that time, you couldn't rip. Like, you couldn't rip CDs. He came out in like 96.
Yeah, and it wasn't there. It wasn't something like, "Oh, I'm going to bring him back." He's just like, "Oh, let me
Napster
borrow that."
Just got never started. Gave back.
Yeah,
what a jerk.
Yeah,
that's a jerk thing to do. I had a friend who did that with I let him use
and
a video game.
He became famous,
and he became not famous. he was an asshole. So
he just didn't return your shit.
Right, exactly. You know, you let someone use a video game, and then he let me use his Game Shark. I never got
Game
my
Shark,
game back.
Or like the Game Genie.
Game Genie. Yeah.
So I have a story about a book that I always lend out, and for everyone, buy the book. Anytime somebody says, "Can I borrow this book?" I'll read it and I'll give it back to you. I never get it back.
What book?
Well, there's two actually now.
Why do you keep buying them? It's almost like you buy them to give them out.
Wait a minute. Are you saying there's technology to? I'm just kidding. So this was back in the day when Borders was still open.
Borders.
And you could still buy this book on Amazon because I looked it up yesterday. Because I was like, whatever. What volume are they on? So The Guide to Getting It On.
Okay.
I think they're on their 9th volume. Now, when I first bought this book, it was the 3rd volume. And it was about 3 inches thick. It's everything. How to give head, how to finger a girl, how to go down on a girl, how to have like amputee sex, how to have like,
I think you've mentioned this before.
This book, every time I lent it out, I never got it back.
That's the context that we needed. Why would you ever give that or get that book back?
Because I trust my friends.
Okay.
Obviously, we're not friends anymore.
Correct.
Because I'm hanging out with you guys.
Because they stole your sex book.
Yeah. And then the other one is The
Sex
Rum Diary.
Is more important than you.
The Rum Diary by Hunter S. Thompson, which is the prequel to Fear and Loathing.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah. Every time I loan that book out, never get it back.
To my point, stop buying it.
Book?
Stop buying it.
Well, it goes to the estate of Hunter.
Okay. Oh, so you're supporting?
Yeah, because he always said a dead writer makes more money.
I believe that.
And he killed himself. He made more money.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's pretty grim.
He was 67. And he took like a 44 Magnum to his head. Like, it. Are you Hunter S. Thompson fan? You just went,
Yeah, because we talked about this.
Okay, that's cool, but I want to relive conversations.
Okay, fine.
That's gonna be so funny.
All Ernie hears is edit.
No, so what I'm thinking is, you know, I'll just cut out all the actual sound effects
and then just
so
put
that
them
we're
in.
Reacting. No, yeah.
We're
not
reacting
even putting
to
them
nothing.
In. Yeah, we're just like
silent. You're so funny.
I can have way more fun with the tracks this way.
I want pasta. I want pasta.
It's cool.
They don't have pasta at White Castle.
They have waffle and chicken. Have you ever had their waffle and chicken sandwich?
Is that an only
That's
morning
no.
thing?
Eat it. No, it's fucking God.
It's on the menu all day?
Yes, all day, every day.
Do they give you honey?
Yes. Oh, no, actually, slow down. There's honey already on the chicken. So it's already in the batter. Like, it's good as shit. And guess how much it is?
$2.
$1.
Yeah. Two.
Okay.
$2.10.
Okay. Oh, my God. So
Indiana.
One thing that made me feel old is right now, the McDonald's has a sale going on.
Right now, you felt old.
Yeah.
Right at this point.
It's a two for six.
And you're like, do I have $6?
And I remember being a kid, it was 2 for $2.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was 2 for $2. Two I was for like, two. I remember, because yeah. that doesn't even sound like a good deal. Yeah, you know, it's like 2 for $6. What the fuck?
What kind of meat is in this?
I can get a foot long from 5 for $5. Mm. Was it 5 foot?
$5 foot longs?
No, 5 for $5 was Arby's.
Yeah. Arby's.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I they had their Arby's roast beef?
Who has 4 Wendy's? What is
the $4?
Did you guys
biggie bag or whatever it's called?
I'm gonna age all of us. Did you guys ever go to Shoney's?
That sounds familiar. Was it a buffet?
No. Yeah, it was a buffet, but it was like Ruby Tuesdays would be on that side of the mall, and then Shoney's would be on the other side.
Maybe once. Maybe once.
Shoney's.
I do remember it though.
What about Showbiz Pizza?
Showbiz Pizza?
Yeah, Showbiz.
Oh my God.
Also known as Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes.
Oh, Showbiz? I'll tell you a fun fact about me. Not about you. Or
got
you.
It. Got
So it was my 10th birthday. I lived in Kansas City at the time. Blah, blah, blah. My aunt, we were at Showbiz Pizza in Kansas. It's funny, actually. It's not a fun fact. It's just funny. So I was still pooping my pants because I didn't want to miss anything. I shit my pants till 40.
What?
Anyway, I'm just kidding. So
I don't understand where your brain is at
either.
Right now.
What is going on?
Do you guys remember the bowling ball game where it was on the track and you had to push it and you had to get it in there?
Yeah.
So I was doing that with my Uncle Jim. And he had to lift me up because the ball, like, it wasn't giving me the tickets or doing anything, and I made it into that little thing. But I shit my pants, so when he lifted me up, just fucking nose to butt at that point, and I had a load in my pants. I was 10. I'll never forget my 10th, 11th birthday.
I'm sure
9th.
No one forgot. Those birthdays.
I don't know. You want to call Uncle Jim right now?
What in the world?
Yeah, I shit my pants because I was having too much fun and the kids. Like, I was having fun with the kids because...
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
I was an only child.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm my looking at you differently
me.
Right now. I'm
do you
definitely
remember,
judging
do you remember
you right
when
now.
My dad left me?
That's not making me sad
I didn't
for
have
you.
A dad.
That's not making me sad
I didn't
for
have
you.
A dad.
Why were you shitting your pants that old?
So you're saying you didn't shit your pants?
Holy shit. The last time I shit my pants was I was a fucking baby.
You were fucking potty trained and never like sharted nothing.
Again.
Shenanigans.
Maybe at 3 or 4.
Bullshit.
I couldn't tell you, but from my earliest memory, we'll just start there.
Your earliest?
My earliest
when was
memory,
it?
Maybe 3 or 4.
I was 3.
I've never shit my pants.
Bullshit. So from 3 to now.
Oh my God.
So
Ernie,
40,
have you ever shit your pants?
40 fucking years from now, you've never like had
Nate.
An oops.
Nate.
Never had like
never.
A mist.
Okay, but that's
never.
You never had a mist tip of your
never.
Underwear.
Never.
Shenanigans. I'm calling
okay,
bullshit.
Fine.
You comment.
Hey,
like
I'm pretty sure if that would have happened to me, I would have had a cool story to tell about it.
Yeah, you probably. No.
It's never happened
you're
to
not
me.
Saying
and I'm
anything
not going to say I wish
cool
because
story.
I wish I had a cool story.
Okay.
I'm good on that.
We're arguing.
Oh my
first
God.
Of all. First of all.
Disgusting.
I don't believe her.
A shart.
Fine.
A shart is not shitting your pants.
No, it's not. It's just misting.
A shart is not shitting your pants. That's different. Shitting your pants is like you got a full on load.
Fucking
you know
it.
I mean?
I was 10. I had a full on
load. That's just.
Load. Let me tell you another story about shitting my pants when I was 10.
I can't, Nate. I can't understand.
Like, so because...
6-year-old? Maybe. I'm having so much fun.
If
I
you,
forgot. No.
If you shart, that's one thing. Like I said, you might just feel like a lot of pressure in your stomach and you're like, oh, I'm going to let some of this. Oops. That happens.
And then you're straight legging it. At
right.
That point.
Yeah. Hopefully
you don't want to bend too much.
Hopefully you can get home real quick. But... If you full on shit your pants, that means that you were like holding it, waiting. Like you were like,
I
don't understand that.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any
I waited
sense
for,
to me.
So I was 10 and I waited for that moment where I was like, I think my uncle may
have
lift
my
me
ass
up
in his face.
After I do the bowling ball game. I may shit my pants, but let me hold this because I want to shit right in his face. That did not go through my head.
No. I don't
I shit my pants way before, so I had the mountain.
You're making it worse.
No,
I promise you, you're making it worse.
It was molded to my butt cheeks.
What else? Oh my God. What else?
You could pull it off my ass, and that's that. It was like an imprint of my butt cheeks.
Okay, so
it was a mountain.
Again, when
I have a deep crack,
that's different. That's different. And I would say,
I don't want it.
If I was like, it's happened to me where I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I'm on my way home, and it's a race against time.
Yeah.
But I don't think.
But what if that time was let up?
And
what would you do? And I've thought about that at 41. What would I do right now?
Why would you let it get that bad?
Because.
Why are you?
I work hard.
But if you know that that's an issue for you, then why wouldn't you say, "Hey, I should probably make a pit stop to this grocery store"?
But I can't do it because I got to do things. I got to make sure that hits. I got to make sure this happens.
I'm sorry. I don't think that anyone has too busy of a day to not take 3 minutes out of their time to take a shit in a toilet as opposed to their pants.
For example.
My man.
I got home at 8:30 yesterday. I didn't take one piss.
Is that an accomplishment?
Right.
For me, yes.
Why?
Because I didn't let it go. So I still got it.
I would worry more about the shitting and less about the piss.
Okay, so I took a piss, and that piss was like an hour long. Like, it was just like, oh, I can't stop peeing. It feels so
you couldn't
great.
Walk to the bathroom physically. That was an hour long, how much would you weigh?
Football in my bladder. Like, I was like this. I was like this.
Okay, but you're not supposed to hold it that long, Nate.
Yeah, like, that's not good for you.
For people, you're...
Wait a minute.
You could, like, turn toxic.
There's something that's
called septic.
It's septic. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Dummy cars. Funny cars. That's so, what so you've never shit your pants. Never shit your pants.
I've sharted.
So you shit your pants.
But no. Again,
it's not a full shit.
Yeah, but you did.
It's like a section.
You had a whole load.
Yeah, I was 10.
So what, man? That's too late.
I remember plenty of things at 10 years old.
Going on 32 years. Going on 32 years ago. 32 years ago is the first time that I made the mountains out of my poop. And, like, the turd just fell, and it was just bloop. It was... You've never done that? No? Me neither.
Can I ask you a question? Where did you get that cookie?
Yeah, it looks like mountains. She just pulled it out of like a random.
Out a little bag of my friends.
What the? Are you a cartoon bacon, character?
Bacon and cookies.
I don't understand. She pulled out. You pulled out bacon earlier. Now cookies.
Yeah, she's just like.
What other food do you have in there? So
she's like Mary Poppins. She's gonna pull out a lamp pretty soon. It's gonna start getting dark. She's like, hey, I brought a lamp.
I'm waiting. No, a candle. Yeah. And it's already lit.
She's like, the
fuck? A candelabra?
A candelabra. She fucking puts it out right on the table. I don't understand. I'm a fat dude.
And you don't even have bacon.
And I don't have bacon in my pockets.
Yeah,
then you're the worst kind of fat dude.
I guess.
Next podcast.
I'm not living right.
Please do this. Hey, shit.
Just a drumstick.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's a great fanny pack of bacon. Nate, you are brilliant.
I'm mad at you for this.
We'll call it fannykin.
And I'm kind of mad at you, but I'm definitely mad at you.
Why is it kinda?
Ever since we talked about this on the podcast, I've been seeing them fucking everywhere. Goddamn fanny packs. And
it's a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I see it on everybody's goddamn hip, and they're all trying to be stylish. They're like made out of leather. It looks like a little purse. It's like, come on,
man.
Oh,
those are the worst. The best ones are the windbreaker material.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, fanny packs especially in a bright color. Like
fanny packs are
lime
ugly.
Yellow.
You got your pit vipers,
lime
too?
Green.
All fanny packs are ugly.
Do you guys know what pit vipers are?
That's a controversial stance, but I'm gonna stick with it.
Do you guys know what like a pit viper is?
What's a pit viper?
I'll Google it for you.
Okay.
Pit viper glasses.
Yeah, I'm not mad. What do you mean? Fanny pack of bacon. What?
Oh. That seems like a good day.
Oh, yeah.
Pit vipers.
Okay.
So.
Do you need a mullet with that?
Yep.
Yeah, you have to have a mullet and an IROC.
Comes equipped with a mullet. The minute you put it on, you just hear near, 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 near.
Oh, it doesn't show you the mullet because you can customize it?
Well, the minute you put them on, like around your ears, it just shaves your head.
What?
That's why they're called Pit Viper.
Those are coming back too.
No, and
mullets are coming back.
Few people I ran into. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, I see I'm at the point, but my mullet's up front. Like, my long hair is on top.
Yeah, I do kind of the same thing. We have like the same.
Yeah, haircut, we do. Basically. If I shave my size and cut it down, same haircut.
Yeah, pretty much.
Love you, man.
Oh.
Pit Viper. Hell of a company.
I don't think I could sport those.
Yeah, but they did tests on them. They're actually like safety glasses.
Okay.
So like you take a bullet.
So if you're working outside or something like that.
Yeah, you're welding things.
They're good for that. Welding? No, I don't think so.
No, really. Pit Viper. That's why they're $120.
Wait, you can use those to weld?
Yes.
I feel like he's just making that up.
I don't know, because my dad's a welder. Well, my dad's a welder.
Oh, it's,
I know a little bit about it.
Yeah.
You can't look at it. With those glasses, you can't look at it. No way, man, because you'll get
they're
that fucking
vipers,
little...
man.
You keep saying that like it's... like, pit vipers. Duh. Yeah, no. They're a welding company.
Why do you think they're called pit vipers?
Duh. Like you're welding in the pit.
Where does the vipers come
from? That's a snake. You're right. Just like...
I don't know how people can have snakes as pets.
Don't get into marketing.
I am a madman. No, I'm just kidding. I'll just be like, here's my idea. Get a snake. Pit viper.
Pit viper.
Like, get it?
Yeah, just fucking every meeting you have, just have a viper.
Just throw it in there.
Just kill one person.
Oh my God.
Every meeting he goes to, he has the glasses on top of his head and he ends it with boop.
Yeah, pit viper. I can weld.
You guys have to go with this.
I can weld.
I still don't believe you.
I don't believe me either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, hey, listen, I come from a long line of welders.
Here's what's messed up. I come from a long line of electricians.
Do you?
Yeah.
And you don't know
fitters.
How to plug stuff in?
Wait. Didn't you see how I overloaded the circuit?
Is that why the lights were going dim?
Yep. Oh. Yep. Every time we turn this on, it's like... But the box is over there.
I love that sound.
I can just trip it and we're back on. Just kidding. So welder, electrician, what was the trade that your family always took on? Like majority of your family. Like, I mean, that's kind of
alcoholism.
Oh, that's a good one. I like it. I like that one. So,
no, seriously.
I tried alcoholism. It sucks.
It does.
Yeah, it's
very
horrible.
Expensive.
You spend your paycheck.
Yes.
Like in a day.
There isn't really any returns on that.
I know. And then like the next day, it hurts.
You said you tried?
What?
You tried alcoholism?
I tried it. It didn't work.
Okay.
As I'm drinking right now.
He doesn't believe you.
I think it's an extended try.
I'm still trying to get this alcoholism everybody
crazy.
Talks about. I don't have cirrhosis yet.
Yeah, I got nothing.
My liver has wrote my congressman like 4 times. Like,
I can't live in these conditions.
Yeah, this can't do it.
these are
yeah,
like not up to code.
You need to change something or I won't vote for you.
Maria's a little disappointed with
it,
that.
It's always... double. Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
It's so disjointed.
What happened?
Everything.
Quit talking about my joints like that.
Who has a joint?
Obviously, you guys need another one. Oh, yeah.
Audio joint.
We're no sense of direction. I'm Nate.
I'm Ernesto.
I'm Maria.
We can't
Does that mean
use
you're
that,
sad that I'm here?
We can't use that as the intro.
Yeah, we can.
No, because...
How do you want to use it?
Because you're hitting all these sound effects.
You're on.
This is Maria. Ernie's quitting.
Pete, I do quit. No, you gotta poop.
Okay.
He doesn't want a shirt.
That's the responsible thing to do.
It is, to go to the bathroom
yeah,
when you feel
so
fart.
That you don't shart or shit yourself.
Yeah, but say you're standing in that bathroom and you're like, I don't have to shit. I feel like it's a fart.
Why would you?
But it's
why
a
would
wet
it,
fart.
This is why I've never shit myself.
But
I never take that chance. I just sit down on the toilet the same energy that it takes you to stand in the bathroom.
That's what you do. That's
you
what
just
you do.
Sit down.
Yeah, but this is how I look at it is if I'm standing in the bathroom to fart so I don't offend anybody, I'm sorry, but I'm going to fart in the bathroom and then walk out. I'm not going to sit down and take down my pants. That's too much work. Because now I got to tuck in my shirt. I mean,
you know what's even more work? Figuring out how to leave someone's house after
that's
you
not
shit
a lot of work.
Your pants.
There's two options on that.
That's disgusting.
You can continue with the party or you could go home.
This guy.
There's only two options. When you fart in the bathroom to not fart so you don't, the smell doesn't get to anybody. I feel like leaving is an easier option. I feel like farting to not shart is too much work. You got to clinch. You got to do all this stuff.
What are you talking about?
This is way too much.
You got to think about it, though.
It's too many words right now. Too many words are being spoken about this topic.
So you know how like when you fart and everybody's like, oh, go to the bathroom. It's like, why would I go to the bathroom just to fart? Just a fart.
To be polite.
I'm ready to grub Hub White Castle.
Why do we have to be polite? It's a fart. It's a natural function of just saying that you cough in front of somebody.
It's the smell that is impolite.
It's not.
Thank you. It's the smell that's offensive.
Who said that?
Okay, so.
Our noses?
Yeah, so.
The English?
We've evolved so that bad things for us smell bad.
Wait a
minute. Farts smell bad.
Have you smelled a vegan's fart? It's horrible.
Exactly.
Great.
The fart is what we're talking about, right. not what they eat.
Stop farting in front of people.
A vegan
it's
fart.
Disgusting.
A vegan
it's rude.
Fart is could peel paint off of a gym locker.
Okay.
It's hot.
Oreos are vegan.
Hydrox are vegan, not Oreo.
No, Oreos too.
Wait, hold on. No one said Hydrox. What's Hydrox? You know Hydrox?
No, I don't.
You know Hydrox?
I feel like yes.
They're the generic Oreos.
Yeah. It was like
That's kind of what I had in my
like
context clues. I was like,
You've probably had of Hydrox. It just no one pointed it out to you.
There's the Spanish version, the Mexican version of Oreos. Those are pretty good too.
What is it called? Mm-hmm. Oreo.
Oreo.
Yeah.
No, it's not. No, I don't know what they're called. But
they're called cookie sandwiches.
Because my aunt would go to Mexican stores growing up, and she would just buy, you know, the stuff from there. And I remember being like, this generic bullshit. They're actually pretty good.
Yeah, no, Oreos actually still uses cream. Hydrox doesn't.
Yeah, you could taste the difference.
Yeah. Hydrox was like...
It was very oily.
And very like...
Which
processed.
One? Which one left like the kind of film on all
that
over
one.
The Hydrox. Inside of your? Yeah, okay.
He's like, yeah.
He's like, wait, one. Hold on. I remember when I was a kid, I'd eat a cookie and I was like,
You're just making me hungry because now I'm thinking about peanut butter.
Wait, we were talking about Oreos. How's peanut butter going? This
the sound that you just made. Oh, right I was now, gonna. That sounds was, like someone's eating peanut butter.
One of the fattest things I ever did.
Fattest thing.
I just like saying it that way.
One of the fattest.
When I would eat Oreos when I was a kid, I would just throw them in there and let them drown. And it would make like this cake at the bottom of like cream and chocolate.
So
and
good.
Then I'd get a spoon.
That is brilliant.
And then I'd eat it like that, and they were just saturated in milk. You know what I mean?
Would you put it back in the fridge to let it soak up so that it's cold?
I actually
I mean, it doesn't take that long.
I'm not a sweets person, but holy shit, that's not amazing.
It doesn't take that long.
I'm a sweets guy. The minute I start, it just, everything's gone that's got sugar in it. Like, cookies are my weakness. I love cookies, like you wouldn't believe.
I don't buy that stuff because I know I'll run through
it. That's why I don't. And then I'm like, ooh, the double.
And I'm the opposite. I buy it and then I'll eat like one piece and then it just there gone. Until it's bad.
If you and I live together, gone. Mm. Gone like 2 days.
When I was growing up as a kid, I used to I could take down a sleeve of Oreos like nothing.
Yeah.
That's like, why I keep saying Oreos because like, that's my cookie.
That's the way to go, man. And Chips Ahoy. I only like the
thin ones.
Chips Ahoy and milk. Milk.
Right.
You know Mrs. Fields? Is that the type of cookie company? They have those huge ass fucking chunks of...
And you can make...
Or no, Amos? No. Is it Amos?
Famous Amos.
You know he's like bankrupt, right? Amos, he put too many people in his company and they pushed him out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So his cookies being made and he's making no money.
That sucks. That should never happen. There should be like a law.
Capital America.
You know, like you make something and it's yours. You always get a little bit of money off of it, just no matter what.
I think they bought the patent.
Like, well, I mean, if they bought it off of him, then he made his money.
Yeah, but he spent it all. He ended up on Shark Tank.
So that's his bad. I don't feel
anyways. Sorry for him. So, Chips Ahoy, pretty good on the.
No, the quality of Chip Ahoy's has changed over years. I feel like it's kind of worse.
But yeah, it's like cardboard.
Every time I have,
haven't had
like
one empty. In a while.
That's how
milk and cookies. Chips Ahoy breaks off. And then it's like in the bottom of my cup. So like at the end of all of it, it's like, well, there we go.
Yeah.
But they're still good. And they
really
get,
love you some sweets.
They get soggy quick.
And you know what?
That's why I'm saying cardboard. The cool thing about that, though,
is that the milk kind of takes on the taste of the cookie.
And you're like, same bad.
I'm
lactose intolerant. So it's like, I have to go in with like warning. Like,
why don't you just drink lactaid? Over.
I do.
Oh. Still bothers you?
No.
Okay then.
He's just staring at you.
Do I question what you eat?
Cookie crisp?
I don't question your
That cereal.
I hate to say it.
I can eat that dry.
They came out with the churro
cinnamon toast crunch.
It's fucking amazing. When you just pour and it hits it, and then when you get towards the end and it's like still like a churro,
that sounds good.
But it's a little sog into it, you're just like, I can't stop eating you, to the point if I start one bowl, like I will have like three and then the box is gone.
Mm-hmm. That's me with chips.
I'm boring. I feel like I'm boring chips. When it comes to cereal.
Really? Well,
growing up I loved Golden Grahams.
You must masturbate a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. So you have no urges. What is that? Because of Kellogg.
Oh, no, no, no. I went through a phase where I was eating nothing but cornflakes.
Cornflakes. Do you put the sugar on
sometimes,
top?
Sometimes. Not always.
And then you get to the milk and you scoop it and it's got like that hard spot of sugar. And then you're just like, oh, milk and sugar.
When
so good.
What is there to you? Do you like crunchy or soft cereal?
I like it crunchy in the beginning and then soft by the time I'm at
I mean, that's
every cereal.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you?
Both.
Do you try to finish it before?
Are you stroking your phone? Like, what's happening right now?
I found a thing that I read before and I want to
like
see
both.
Which guys.
Like both.
Which one is for you guys? So.
I like them hard and limp.
What your favorite cereal says about you.
Mine's Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles?
To the end.
Actually, now my favorite cereal is Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds.
Oh, that's actually pretty good.
That's so good.
Do you know what they need to bring back? And this will probably. I think Ernesto will know this one. Hey, what are you doing over there? Nothing, honey. What are you eating out there? Nothing, honey.
I hated those commercials.
So that was my favorite cereal.
I hated those commercials.
Oh, yeah. The cereal was good. The commercials were
good. Yeah, no, the commercials.
I hated those commercials because it didn't make sense. You don't say nut and honey. You say nuts and honey. There's an S in there, fucking goddamn it.
So if I said, nuts hey, and honey. What cereal do you like?
Okay, and why would you make it sound like that? You could say nuts and honey instead of saying nuts and honey.
Well, whatever. Advertising.
I hated it.
I remembered it for the rest of my life.
Hey, Nate.
That's true. It got to you.
You're the life of the party. And you... Now, that applies to you now. And you want everyone to join in the fun. You bring people together with your bubbly personality, which is reflected in the bold flavors and bright colors of your favorite cereal. Plus,
so crazy.
You know this cereal's perfect for way more than milk, and you're not afraid to get your do-it-yourself on. What was your favorite?
Thanks, guys. Now? Thank you.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Oh, I said Honey Bunches of Oats.
Oh, I thought you said nut.
That's probably not
oh,
even
I thought
in
you
there.
Said Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams was when I was a kid.
How about
if you could do you guys remember honey, breakfast, honey you smacks? Totally would. You're yeah. reasonable enough that you hold yourself back at least every once in a while. And for those times you don't, you yell YOLO. You're all about living in the moment and you know that it's the little things that can never or that can turn a ho-hum Tuesday into the best day ever. So go forth and conquer the day, you little ray of sunshine, you.
So the YOLO thing, whoever says that is an idiot.
What's that? YOLO?
YOLO? Yeah.
It's stupid. It's like, shut up. I don't want to die.
Did you say Honey Bunches of Oats now?
No.
What about Nut and Honey?
You're level-headed.
I have to go pee-pee.
You've moved on from sugary cereals with prizes, but you don't have the steely resolve to go sugar-free.
Yeah.
Am I going to crack a tooth on this? Granola, you're relatable and approachable, and darn it, people like you.
All right, so
if you can hear it, sounds like something's fine. I'm just holding my feet.
No, like when you said that, an image of an egg.
Oh no, me, I have fried chicken. Egg? Oh, okay. Fried chicken in my
No, I got an image of an egg in a skillet.
Mm-hmm. Pour like, over some rice.
No. So you cook your egg until it's fucking solid? What's wrong with you?
It's not good. It's not hard, but it's not. It doesn't run.
Okay.
At all. That's disgusting.
You don't like run? I like it when
I
it's like
only
the
with
yolk.
White rice.
I don't like the. God. I don't like the. What's the white part called? Not the yolk. The other part. The egg white. I'm sure gonna cut that out.
Oh, you're gonna cut that out.
All the fucking
Got
time.
It.
All
Got
the fuck.
It.
I make myself look better all the fucking time.
So my favorite is Lucky Charms.
Is it really?
Yes, that because makes I have sense. OCD, and I would eat all of the same marshmallows so that, like, at the end there was only like all the horseshoes left. I have yeah.
That's weird.
It is. You're effortlessly cool. And the proof is that you liked Lucky Charms way before other people started sprinkling them in cookies, milkshakes, and on top of donuts. I've actually had a donut with Lucky Charms on top. It's pretty good. This cereal's trendy all over again, and meanwhile you're like, did they ever go out of style? Duh. But you won't judge people for being late to the Leprechaun's game. You realize that everybody deserves something magically delicious in their lives, and come on, you're too sweet for anybody to hate.
Anal rape.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. That's how we always, that's like the marker.
For who, Nate?
That's only for video.
Oh.
You don't need that don't need for audio only. Oh,
I read that online.
That's not how it works.
They all say anal rape.
No, what you do. No. What you do.
Podcast101.com.
If you're recording on two separate ends, mm-hmm. both parties will count off.
Oh. No. One, and action.
2, 3, 4, 5, and it lets people sink it in.
Oh.
Sink it together.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, yeah. 10, so 11. You try to do it at the same time as the other person.
What if you run out of numbers?
Huh?
Just kidding. All right.
And it compensates for the delay.
Yeah.
So
size too.
Just so you guys know how to do that in the future.
Why are you leaving?
Yeah.
Us?
So.
Yes. What?
It's been fun.
No.
Has it?
Yeah.
Has it really been fun?
It hasn't.
Did you come over here and be like, man, this is just really fun?
That was the expectation.
Oh. When I got here today. Let you down.
That may not have been what have happened.
Yeah, but, you know, whatever it is, what it is.
I remember my first podcast.
Mm, yeah, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff.
What if we, like, branch off to other podcasts?
Well, I would try. I tried to make that happen for you, Nate, but
I know.
You,
sorry.
When are you coming up on their podcast?
On what podcast? The wrestling one?
Yeah.
That's a no-go.
Yeah.
Why is that a no-go?
It's been disbanded.
Really? They're done?
Mm-hmm. Good. Good.
Right. Yeah. One less.
One less competitor.
We win.
Mm, yeah, no.
There could only be one Highlander.
In a world.
In a world of podcasts. This November.
The podcast with the most likes wins. That's what it is. We need to get on that like status.
Yeah, we have that one listener.
The one
outback
person? Yeah, that's it. She's cool.
Yeah.
No, in Australia.
Yeah.
Australia.
Like, these stupid Yanks.
Is that what they sound?
Yeah.
All of them, they all sound like...
Why do they hate Yanks? Why,
that guy
they're
sounds
Australian.
Like,
why do they hate us? It's not like you're talking about England.
What's Fraser's brother? Niles? That's who that sounded like right there.
No.
Niles doing an Australian accent.
You have to say like crikey. You got to talk like Crocodile Dundee.
All right, show us how. Show us how.
I don't know. I'm really good at British. Scottish.
Let me hear your British.
Hello. That's Wales.
That's pretty good, though.
Hello, Governor. Wow. Sweep your chimney, sir.
This is
our...
Isn't you deem pretty good? Hello, Governor.
I was trying to be supportive.
it's like that Cockney accent.
Trying to be supportive.
Thanks.
It was pretty good.
He was really excited. He thought he was doing a great job until you said that. Then he's just like,
hello, Governor. How are you?
Yeah, you're like yelling at
Crikey!
Him.
Crikey!
And now you're back in Australia.
Oh, well, they're the same. To me, they're the same.
You know who else tried to be supportive with me?
Who?
My dad.
Oh. We got it in. We got it in. Right at the end. Right at the end. That was a bell ringer right there. But please follow, like, subscribe on the social medias.
We're on all of them.
We're doing our thing there. If you have any ideas, drop them in and comment, like, and subscribe. Really, that's what it comes down to, right? That makes the biggest difference.
Yeah. We can be the only podcast left. That is the contest.
This is my favorite part of the podcast.
The Highlands.
No, the Highlander. when you guys try to convince people about the social media,
we're begging them,
right? And it's the fun. It's my favorite. It's my favorite.
Yeah,
because you get so serious and melancholy, guys.
Guys, please,
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 for a dollar a day, you can help young Nathan.
Oh my god, it's my favorite.
For a dollar a day,
you can adopt this.
You can adopt this podcast.
Poor Indiana boy.
Tell your friends and their friends.
Let's do
to follow us.
And they'll tell.
Let's create. I have an idea. Let's do create a
GoFundMe.
No, and adopt a podcast. So it's like
there we well
like a highway.
Nate, you're a little late on that. It's called Patreon.
Oh. Sorry.
That's literally what that is. No, yeah, I mean.
Thought I had something, but had to ruin it.
It was a good idea.
Do you know who else ruined my dreams?
Just being supportive.
My dad.
Can we go get chicken nuggets after this?
My dad
I don't think
was
we can afford them.
Yeah, my dad was going to give me chicken nuggets. He just never came home.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe he went to this McDonald's and he's still in line.
Still in line.
The 40, robot McDonald's.
41 years, yeah. They like remodeled it, rebuilt it. He's still in line.
No, I think we should get actual store. Real wings. Let's go to a wing place.
There's you got the dubs and the stops.
I guess that's not.
You got the dubs and the stops and the wings and.
Yeah.
You know.
On the Twitters and the tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
But you're doing it for wings?
On the faces.
I want shrimp from Hooters.
Don't forget we're on the faces and the Instas.
Hell of a company.
Yeah.
Even
though Instas and faces are the same company. They don't, our audience doesn't clap long. Right now. Yeah, like they don't clap long. They're like pretty like, yeah.
They know that our time is limited. It's important.
Yeah, yeah. We're not going to have like 20 minutes of just people clapping for everybody.
Yeah, that's like,
and
that's
our
like
last
nine,
episode ever. Let's
nine of our followers right there.
That would be funny if people actually caught on to that and they were like, you know what? This makes me feel better. It makes me feel like they're being supportive.
They are, all nine.
Hmm?
Because we're in the ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ones, poor the guys. Ones of fans.
Well, I just want to say I'm kind of disappointed in Twitter. We had like 120 Twitter followers, and then they were all born and got deleted.
They all got banned?
Yeah, so we're down to like 23 likes.
That's fine.
Yeah, like we lost 100 likes or followers because they were all porn bots.
Or maybe
but they're people
just,
too.
Maybe we not share that.
Well, I mean, our
maybe all those girls just disappeared off the face of the planet. You never know.
I get
you
it.
Never know.
Yeah,
they could be
just
sleeping with the fishes,
or they could have just deleted their Twitter.
Whore.
Oh no!
I want a charcuterie board.
Okay, just I'll give you a piece of wood and
no, I have one. I mean, I want a full one.
Like made already.
Like yes,
because you're hungry.
I am. It.
Oh, like charcuterie.
What if you had like a McDonald's?
Go to
board, like cheeseburgers.
Region Alehouse.
How do you say that in French?
Nougat.
Charcuterie.
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 Yeah, and they just become arrogant about. You and your meat, and your charcuterie.
You and your meat.
Hey, no, are you there when Roger, wait, is he married to his secretary yet? Don?
Are you ruining this?
I'm just kidding. He's got many secretaries. Come on. Where are you at?
Did you just really ruin this for me?
No, I didn't. With Roger? He's the white haired. He's a blue hair.
Oh, not his secretary. Okay, when you said his secretary,
okay.
She wasn't his secretary. She was Don's.
What are we talking about? Can we not?
Then,
he married Don's secretary.
Yes.
And then he goes,
not.
He's like, get her out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do
And then
with
he
her.
Said something about, like, has your wife seen her yet? She's really pretty.
She's
Just
wait. It gets more interesting.
So maybe I will
interesting.
Watch it.
Interesting.
It's actually pretty much.
There's a lot of good looking.
Do you like smoking? Do you like drinking? And do you like sex?
And do you
and
like
none of those.
Women being treated very badly?
Just like in the 60s.
I hate that.
You know, it's his favorite time of the
year.
That's when America was great.
Good time of the year.
Jesus.
Good time of the year.
That was my favorite part of that episode. Oh, me and you caught it when he's like, I wish I lived around that time. Me and Arnie just look at each other. Oh, fuck.
No,
you.
Like,
well, of course.
Do.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would never hit a girl.
No.
That's not what we were talking about.
I would never. I could.
I believe in equality.
Oh, yeah. So if they want to fight you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's fine. They'll probably whoop my ass, some of them. Some of them can.
Because you just cower.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
Stop. No.
Flailing away.
But they grab hair and shit and they'll fucking...
No, I just couldn't do it.
Have you ever been in a fight? A fight?
Mm-mm.
Like in high school or
not
anything?
Not like a fight, but you know, a fight.
No.
Fight.
You know, a fight. Not
a
word fight.
I've wanted to...
like a fight.
A fist fight.
I've wanted
fight.
To fight two people in my whole life.
Okay.
Spunky.
And it just never happened. That's just not...
Okay.
Is spunk a...
It's not my thing.
Wait. You wanted to fight them... And you had the opportunity to?
Oh, yeah.
But you decided not to.
She had brass knuckles.
Yeah, why? So one.
It was in front
of It would have been in an extremely inappropriate place.
Like the Boost like a Mobile. Funeral? The Boost Mobile store.
What at a funeral?
Yes, I'm not kidding. Of all places, why would you guess that? Yes, I'm not kidding.
Because that's the most
inappropriate. And it was, and it was the daughter of the person who, whose funeral died. It was. Yeah.
Mm.
It was my best friend's sister, and I wanted to fucking choke her out. She probably still is, but she was the biggest piece of shit. She was just like a horrible human being.
That's funny that you're like.
She kept making my best friend cry, and she was like really being shitty to her, and I just wanted to beat the fuck out of her.
I thought it was your dad died.
I thought it was
your mom died.
Usually, when fights break out, it's in front of a Boost Mobile store.
I'm done with you. And then the other one was my younger sister.
Way to do that, so I can't edit it out of the podcast, just, asshole.
Yeah, you can. I got my own track.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Yeah.
You got my own track.
Have you?
Yeah, I got into fights. Yeah, a couple. Me too. I got into a fight in grade school, where. It was like an organized fight. Like it was MMA before
they had
MMA.
Scripts. Everybody had scripts.
Yeah, like you. Yeah.
Slept with my girlfriend.
And then you start dancing like Wednesday Story. Yeah. So you were just in theater class. That's all that was your fight.
You did the beat it scene with the knife. Tied, and your hands tied together.
we screamed at each other like dancing in the streets, David Bowie, and right in each other's mouths. I think it's considered the worst music video of all time.
It starts off with him literally like Mick Jagger just dancing
in the street,
and then David Bowie's just in a room
dancing.
But in the room.
That sounds like magic.
No.
No.
Have you
seen? Yes. I'm
okay, good.
I was like, come on. Just we're all making 80s sure. Kids.
Just making sure. No. I met someone who had never seen that before. And
they didn't have cable?
I corrected it. I go, this is the worst video of all time considered.
I don't know. There's a lot of bad videos.
There are a lot of bad ones, and one of them.
Did you like Rocket?
Probably
by Herbie Hancock.
A Michael Jackson video was actually one of the worst.
Which one?
Before he became a creative genius.
Are you talking about Off the Wall?
Where it's just the strobe lights behind him. He's just dancing the whole video. That was the 70s. And then one of the backgrounds is like it looks like is it like
Like lasers,
gumballs, or something. Like there's just different images. Very weird.
He was a genius back then.
Images.
He didn't write his own stuff back then.
But
he was like a dancing.
Did he get enough?
He was a dancing genius, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like you saw like his footwork. If you watch that video, it's like I want to do some of those work.
Do you know that he had like 3 or 4 solo albums before? People think that
most people do. And then when they turned into the Jacksons.
What?
They took the 5 away, and then they became the Jacksons. Oh, like later in the '80s,
because some of them
got when he burned his
kicked
hair.
Out of the kicked out of
the Pepsi commercial.
he burned.
Do you
5
think
hairs.
That's when he started learning how to scream when his hair was?
Oh
was
my like, god! Hey,
ow! Like that? Ow!
Are you still playing that joke? It was on In Living Color.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. Was it? That's awesome.
It was what's his name, the Robin. He's the guy who did what is it?
Tommy Davidson.
Yeah,
I thought Tommy Davidson was Michael Jackson.
Sammy Davis Jr.
I just referenced In Living Color the other day because I like that. Do you remember that other character that used to take
Wanda?
Stuff out of her? Yeah.
No,
it wasn't Wanda. She, the waitress, and she used to be like, let me see what mama got for you. And she, like, if somebody needed ketchup, she'd like go in her yeah, that was good stuff.
Or the one gossiping neighbor, she'd be like, oh, blah blah blah, blah. You know, she would tell you all the dirty secrets, and she'd be like, but you didn't hear that from me. Like
that was such a good show.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Like early Wayans Brothers.
Early Wayans Brothers.
And
you had
sister.
Jim Carrey on
and
there.
Sister, yeah.
Jamie Foxx was on there.
Jim Carrey. Remember his? What was his character with the pigtails?
No,
Wanda. No, the work.
Jamie Foxx.
The workout one was
Svetlana or something like that. It was a Russian name.
Was it?
Yeah, it was something because remember she used
Fire
to laugh.
Fire Marshal Bill.
She used to laugh like
man,
a horse.
Oh man, this show is so good.
Yeah, he'd even do the mouth.
That was great. That was probably one of my favorite shows.
Wanda was good because she always was dating something skinny.
The really skinny dude, Tommy Davidson,
and like Jamie Foxx would just manhandle him.
Yeah. What was good the stuff. Name of Martin's neighbor?
Shaniqua. No, Shanane.
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 Hey.
Yes. Hey.
I remember just going back to In Living Color. There was this one joke that I didn't get when I was a kid. You know, it was this girl. She's like, oh, they're at the pool. And she's like, oh, I want to go swimming, but it's my time of the month. I don't know if I want to
jump. Oh, she jumps. I remember that.
You
one.
Remember this? And so she's like, oh, well, try these. And she like gives them pads and and she jumps into the pool and it sucks in all the water.
I remember that. And then what's his name? The Tommy Lee guy is just like spinning.
Yeah. He's in like a tube and he's just. She gets out of the pool and she's like, they really worked or whatever.
Yeah, and he's just sitting there like, huh?
Yeah, I didn't understand it back then because right. I was a kid. I was just like, why would that. The, why, where did the water go? But yeah.
Hey, you're like, I don't
great.
Get it.
It's great.
What's a period?
Yeah, exactly. Like I had to wait until sentence? Health class. My parents didn't talk
why
to
do you
me
think
about
they
that
called,
shit.
Why do you think they call it a period?
Because it's a certain time.
What?
It's do you know why they time. Call it your rag? Because that's what they used before.
Well, that, yeah. Yeah, I get.
Yeah,
you know
it's a period of time and every month.
It's your period.
Right.
This is your period.
Yeah.
That you're menstruating. This is your period.
So why not just call it your menstruating?
Well, it is right. called that too.
I have my period. That does not make sense.
Well, it, a lot of
I
stuff
have my,
doesn't make
I have
sense
my time.
From the 1800s.
That's what I'm asking. I'm not saying that I want you to. No, I'm just saying. I wonder who came up with that.
Some dude.
It's a man.
A man actually invented the tampon.
You're actually not even allowed to be in the house.
Yeah, actually, by law, by God, it's a moral sin for me to be next to a girl during her menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
Correct.
Get out of my house.
Get out of
it's
the house.
It's also against
there's
God's law to have mixed fabrics, which I'm pretty sure.
Not at all. This is print.
This is like, what?
I have all my stuff.
This is 100% cotton.
What? Yeah.
This is 100% cotton.
This is pre-shrunk.
What?
I don't even know what that
it
means.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
We shrunk it before you're going to shrink it.
No, this is dyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dyed fabrics.
Yeah.
Nothing against that.
Nothing against that.
My socks, all cotton, baby.
This is 100% synthetic wool.
Yeah.
Synthetic wool.
Yeah.
This is 100% kosher ham.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
Right.
But back to what we were talking about.
The socials.
Yeah.
And the media.
No sense of motherfucking direction.
Hey, can't say direction.
And for us. Hey, no sense of motherfucking. You're back to no sense of motherfucking.
Yeah.
Dirección.
You guys should do like a Spanish
say
show.
It in Spanish.
Dirección.
No sense of direction.
Señor.
I don't know how you would say right? that. Because you have to, it
direction
mean,
of sense?
Sense is not.
Right.
It's not, that's not.
What would you say that your five sentences
I'm trying to
were?
Think. And, I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah. Like, but
if you have no sense of direction.
Because you wouldn't.
Like, what do you guys call your
we
senses?
We would just say, no tienes dirección.
Sin dirección.
Sin, yeah.
Sin.
Okay, we'll go with that. Yeah, so follow us on the socials, guys. Please, please tell your friends. Please, guys.
Please, God.
Yeah,
this is how we get bigger.
We have rent to pay, and we're not even getting paid yet.
Right. You don't have rent. Oh, shit. I mean, we all have rent. Yeah.
We all have rent.
Yeah, we all have rent.
Don't tell them that.
God right. damn it. Now they'll know that
they
you
know
live in a
homeless.
Wealthy estate.
Yeah.
Oh. Oops. We went opposite direction.
Yeah. We really did.
Well, it's all those wool socks they keep getting. so they help me out.
Is that why you're starting a socks and
yeah,
because you keep getting them for free?
Yeah, because I have my own sheep.
I get it.
Because I'm a herder.
That makes sense. Meh.
So from all of us here, no sense of direction. Sin dirección.
I'm
Maria.
I'm Nate.
I'm Ernesto.
Are you?
Yeah.
Last time I checked. Okay. My mom still calls me. Sure.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night, Earth. Wait, did you? All right. I thought I heard anal.
Oh, God.
But
oh
my you God. Said A now, didn't you?
That doesn't even sound yeah, like
I
it.
Mean...
No, I, that's not what I said.
Tomato, potato.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
What were you going to ask me earlier?
What? When?
You said you had a question for me.
I don't know. We got off on a tangent. I'll text you. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, because you said it was about sex, weirdo.
Oh, no. Like, I... Yeah, now... Okay, now I'm back through
okay,
the door.
Okay, thank you.
Because we were talking about things and... Blah blah blah, and it. This is completely off everything. Okay. Did you? I guess I don't. I don't know. Like, do you? Are you into that?
Into sex?
No.
Yeah, like, I love it. We've talked about this. Okay, yes. That was a super easy question.
Yes. Well, no, like not sex. Like, are you into sex?
Are you into it?
My neutered dog is into sex. Like,
I
mean,
that's
it's,
what he was gonna say. Are you into it? My
anal,
neutered dog.
Like, is it anal? Like, do you like no. anal?
Oh,
we talked about
yeah,
this.
She says
we,
that. Yeah, she
I,
says
I keep forgetting because I think
no, you keep forgetting because you're obsessed with it.
No, I the reason
you
why
are.
No,
yeah, you are yeah, you love are. Anal. You love talking about anal,
and it's, you even say like I love interrupting conversation to say that
to say the word anal,
and then I'll even say that to interrupt that.
Okay, anal. But see? Anyways,
yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah,
no, I okay, I all right. So mark it down. What's the date? September.
19.
Nope, we don't put dates on anything. It's just September.
Oh, you guys are fucking
weird.
Killing me.
Hey, look, hey, look.
Because you're referencing the day you're fucking talking about last
week.
We're
kidding because I know that he has to.
Look, you get to edit all those.
Or he
no, that's fine. That's easy.
You get to edit all.
That's
those,
not.
Brother.
That's not that hard. It's literally the same. It's literally the same. All I gotta do is like. Go in and like it's gonna be
cut
so
it out,
it's
yeah.
gonna be so nice. Yeah, I don't yeah. even cut it out. I just flatten it. Just
good investment.
Well, we could have done that with this.
True.
This had that option the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah. So
I should probably read more manuals.
Shit, I should have done it.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
the one doing the editing.
Like, wait a minute, what's that thing new? Because I mean, I actually, if you think about it, if we go remote, we could just take that one with.
We can even
win-win, you know.
If you wanted to, you could even like turn yourself off, cough, and then turn it back on.
Oh, so are you hinting?
Like, oh man, that's the best.